This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of people protested across France Saturday against the imposition of a health pass for a wide array of social venues as the country battles with a fourth wave of the coronavirus. It is the third weekend in a row that people oppose President Emmanuel Macron's new set of anti-COVID measures took to the streets, an unusual show of determination at this time of year, marked by a slowdown of the country's activity as citizens take their summer breaks. Visitors heading to museums, cinemas, or swimming pools in France are already denied entry if they cannot produce a health pass showing that they have been vaccinated against COVID-19 or have had a recent negative test. A new law that the French Parliament approved this week will make COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory for health workers and extend the imposition of the health pass to bars, restaurants, trade shows, trains, and hospitals. In the U.S., the state of Florida has now reported 21,683 cases of COVID-19 in a single day, and that is the state's highest one-day total since the start of the pandemic. That's according to federal health officials on Saturday. As its theme park resorts again started, they started asking visitors to wear masks indoors. The state has become the new national epicenter for the virus, accounting for around one-fifth of all new cases of the U.S. in the U.S. as a highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus continues to spread. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Japanese government has declared a state of emergency in the western prefecture of Osaka and three other prefectures near Tokyo. The cases have raised fears that the country's already strained medical system could collapse amid the Tokyo Games. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga says the government will add the four prefectures to areas under the state of emergency, which already covers Tokyo and Okinawa, from next Monday through August 31st. The COVID-19 emergency state previously declared for Tokyo and Okinawa through August 22nd will now be extended until the end of the month as well. The emergency period started last week covering the ongoing Olympic Games. It will also be partly overlapping with the Paralympics kicking off on August 24th. Eateries and bars offering liquor or providing karaoke services will be required to shut under the state of emergency. While the government pays out money for compliance, those not serving alcohol are asked to close at 2000 local time. The U.S. Navy is assisting an Israeli-managed petroleum products tanker that was attacked on Thursday off the coast of Oman. The U.S. military said on Saturday, adding to the ship was most likely to be hit by a drone strike. Still photographs released by the U.S. Navy on Friday showed preparations underway to assist the damaged tanker. The Mercer Street, a Liberian-flagged Japanese-owned vessel, is currently being escorted by the aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan, the U.S. Central Command, and said in a statement. Israel's foreign minister blamed the attack for which killed the crew members, Britain and Romanian. Tunisian authorities jailed an opposition lawmaker and charged four members of the powerful Islamist movement Ennahda, according to local media. The moves come after the president decided to suspend a parliament and seize exceptional powers. The Ennahda members were accused of trying to incite violence outside the parliament building after the president denounced Sunday. The president says that he is trying to save the country amid public anger at the government over joblessness, rising prices, and one of Africa's worst coronavirus outbreaks. And critics, most notably Ennahda, accuse him of a coup. More VOANews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.